Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week on this broadcast, I have encouraged you to join me in lifting up our eyes to heaven to see the beauty of the Lord. We have looked with King David at the beauty of the Lord in Psalm 27, verse 4, and with Isaiah at the beauty of the Messiah, who is King Jesus, in Isaiah 33, verse 17. And then yesterday with the Apostle John at the pure beauty of Jesus in Revelation 1, verses 13 through 15, and at the perfect beauty of God again in Revelation 4, verses 1 through 3. As we come to the end of the week, I invite you to read these passages on your own and think deeply about God, the beautiful one. And why should this be practical or helpful to do? Here's why. The way people are treating one another these days is pretty ugly. This can be very disheartening, discouraging, and even depressing. Or it may be that it feeds some anger or resentment burning in you, and a closer examination of your own soul will reveal some ugliness within you. Well, the answer to this, the antidote to ugliness, is not found anywhere in this world within what some claim to be the goodness of the human heart. No, there is not much goodness on display these days, is there? The antidote to ugliness is the beauty of the Lord. When the words, actions, and attitudes around us are so terribly unattractive, we must look up and with eyes of faith see Jesus seated on the throne of God and worship him in his beauty. This is sure to take our focus off, our minds off, and our eyes and ears off all that is going on around us. And even for just a few moments, each day and night, we will be refreshed and renewed by the rich and many splendored beauty of our Heavenly Father. I hope you will do this and come back again in a few days for the Monday edition of Definition. As we end, I want to remind you and encourage you to do the following. Write to me. I want to send you this free book by Dr. Charles Stanley called Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear. All you have to do to receive it in the mail is send me an email or a letter today. In your brief note, simply mention your mailing address, if there is some topic you're interested in me discussing on Definition, and if you have a prayer request, some way in which I can pray specifically for you or someone you know who needs prayer. So it's your mailing address, and only if you want to, a topic you'd like me to address here on Definition, and a prayer request. If all you did was write to say you listen, you'll get this free copy of Finding Peace from a true and godly gentleman, a pastor, and someone I have learned from, Dr. Charles Stanley. This is my gift to you when you write, and my addresses will be given in just a few more minutes. I look forward to hearing from you. Let me pray for you as the weekend begins. Father God, you are beautiful. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in the Bible, and I pray for us that we will not lose hope in the ugliness of the times in which we live, but that we will think about your beauty, the beauty of the Lord, and that we will introduce others to your Son Jesus so that they may be saved from the ugliness of their sin and enter into your beauty. Help us to love other people, even those who say the ugliest things and behave in the worst way. Help us with this, Lord. Amen. Friends, write to me and then join me on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.